We are live.
So, Gabriel, Dr. Cousins, what do you think we should talk about this week? I've been thinking a lot about it, and people don't usually get to see this deliberating part for a couple minutes before we start. So I thought, let's just let everybody in. There's no secrets here. Right. We're just trying to
So we're different than the New World Order. We have no secrets. Actually, the truth is the New World Order is making it clear they don't have any secrets either. And one of the topics would be, hey, they are really out front. What are we going to do about it?
Yeah, except they do have secrets, like the fact that they set up this whole media that's completely lying about everything.
That's and not they, a secret. That's
they, forgot, they forgot to mention that it's all lies.
No. Are you saying everybody knows it's all lies. Everybody knows it's all rigged.
So what are you suggesting?
Well, when you get to understand what happened at Davos, you have to understand that they have hotels full of prostitutes that they fly in from all over Europe.
Right.
And if you go to a certain place on the where there's a bar, you just put your pointer at the ceiling and they will get a prostitute for you.
Yeah, this is like beyond the Godfather movie for real.
Well, that's the point. We got to understand this is for real, and this is who these people are.
Yeah, I think we should also bring up in connection with that, you know, once you're saying take away the fancy facade and show what's really going on. Matt Gaetz did an interview this week, I think it was this last week in the U.S., and he was giving a little bit of an insight with amazing honesty that I have not heard before about what it's like when you first get into government as a representative or a senator and you get oriented, you go to orientation and they explain what's really going to happen. I think we'll get together.
Well, I've heard that, but I also heard that the presidents go through that.
Yeah.
I think part of the problem is that people like President Kennedy, they don't exactly believe it.
Well, he was pretty naive in a lot of ways.
What was that?
He was pretty naive in a lot of ways. He had good intentions.
Right. Well, Trump, the same thing. I don't think he believed when they were warning him that the deep state has, you know, six ways to hell to get you.
Right, right. So let's bring out the just unfiltered impression of how things are really running now and maybe what the response to that should be.
Well, that's certainly a topic. I think one of the things that I get is around the world, there is both confusion and deception.
Yeah.
So, you know, I see in different countries, it's like, what's happening? You look at Brazil, it's like the army was going to be with Bolsonaro and it turned to be with Lula, you know, to create a communist country, which is extremely serious.
Exactly.
We didn't expect that. We expected them to try to take over the election, but I kind of expected the army would show up and go support Bolsonaro.
Yeah, the Lula government said they were really sorry that they hadn't gutted the military before the election, but they would make sure and do it quickly now.
Right.
Just and in case they got any ideas.
And the military didn't get it because they supported Lula.
Right. So one of the responses that we should recommend to all this is what people inside the system should do. What do you do if you're just elected as a representative and you get to go to orientation? What do you do if you're in the military? What do you do if you're a high up officer? What do you do if you're in a NGO, you know, or one of the other minions of these programs? What's a good response as well as the general public?
Okay, so maybe the topic should be, what's our response?
Yeah, you just have to set the stage by doing what you were going to do first, which is a picture of the real, you know, character of what's actually going on, not the official version. Then you can get into response.
So, okay, I think that's kind of close to what we're doing.
Yeah, and just see where it goes.
Okay.
And eventually, we'll get enough of our audience listening live that they can give us some feedback during the show too. Most people are listening on recording at this point, but hopefully that'll shift gradually. So Doug, let's start the show.
Okay. Will do. Turns out we're live now though.
Okay, well.
No, we've always been alive.
I'm just teasing.
That's the whole point of who we are, is to be alive.
Oh no, a hot mic. Actually, this was intentional. And thought maybe it would make it more real for you guys. This is what we go through before each show to decide what to talk about based on what's happened during the week. And I want to start including all of you in that pre-discussion part. And then if you have input for that, just email both of us or all of us.
Well, they can type it. They can type it right in the comments and we can put it on the screen.
Yeah, make a comment if you're hearing this live.
And also, really, sometimes we come in at very set topics to talk about, too. It's not.
Yeah, we may have something that's so important that we just have to talk about it, but usually it's at least colored by what's happening in the immediate present. So,
Richard, do you mind moving your mic up just a little bit? It's a little low.
Sure.
Can't hear you.
Is that better?
Yeah, that's better. All right, well, stand by. I'll get the intro started.
Okay, official show. Hi, you guys. I think we're live again, and this is Richard Sachs from Lost Arts Radio with Gabriel Cousins, and we wanted to let you in on the beginning part that we always go through of deciding what at the last minute we're going to really focus on, just to leave it wide open for you to feel like you realize you are the main part of this whole thing, and that all we are is some regular old people with good intentions that are imperfect, but doing our best job to observe and talk about possible responses to what's happening. So to lead us into today's discussion with the preliminary parts of energy and dance and meditation, here's Dr. Gabriel Cousins, and we'll be right back to talk.
Well, you like the okay, Deanna. I welcome you all with love. And as we just start an innovative start to the program today, and we're going to dance to bring the spiritual joy. It's really good to have spiritual joy in a day in a world like this, where people sometimes feel a loss of hope and they're just in concern and worry. It's like, I mean, and the big thing, it's all going to turn out very good, but it doesn't look great at this moment. But that is temporary. And somehow, not that I spent a lot of time with the Devos thing, because I actually didn't, but I heard comments and so forth. There was a sense of, just for them, not quite working. That they're not winning. And that's good. And as we dance and celebrate that, it's not like they've lost the battle, but they're not winning it either. And so we dance for spiritual joy. We dance to get ourselves into a higher space, because whether you're in another level, life isn't about winning or losing the politics. But it's important to understand and get clear what we're doing. So we're going to dance for a little bit, and we're going to meditate. For those who aren't familiar or don't have your own mantra, we start with the mantra Moses got from the burning bush. And this is important because this is the time of a cycle where we're breaking free from Pharaoh, which seems to be the fate of humanity continually, is breaking free from Pharaoh, whether it's Pharaoh, whether it's Nimrod, whether it's Nebuchadnezzar, or whether it's all the modern despots. This is what Moses got to help that process. yod on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath, wa on the in-breath, hey on the out-breath. That's it. And we just do it, yod from the base to the heart, hey out to the heart, wa from the base to the third eye, hey out to the heart. And the whole idea is to keep that heart energy going. I call it the wisdom of the heart. That's what we're talking about. So, well, I ask you to join us all in dance for 3 minutes, and then we'll meditate for a few minutes, just the center, and then we'll go into our discussion, as you heard the pre-discussion of it. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay, in the meditation, here we go, and just focus on the mantra or your mantra. And now into meditation. You slowly come out of meditation. Okay. So as you heard us talking, there the world is in such kind of chaos at so many different levels, that it's literally as if the world is collapsing in one way. Some of the comments in the Davos is that this is a kind of a collapse of it. I don't know how people made those statements they did. I'm not disagreeing with them. But there's something that was, it didn't have depth. It just had people reading party lines. It was so vacuously scripted. And then we're looking, what are we doing? What are they doing? What is there to be done? It's a world that really seems confusing. You look around the world and there's so many things in disorder. And even though there's forces being applied, there's, you know, counter demonstrations all in many places all over the world. I think as we they make the energy worse and make the food harder to get, which all at this point is deliberate. I would like to point out, unfortunately, after hearing what they can do with the weather, that, for example, Fukushima, which we thought was just a earthquake type thing, wasn't innocent. For 3 days above, before they created an earthquake, they create solar events. And for 3 days, there were solar events going on. In other words, Fukushima appears to be human-made, that disaster. So they've developed the weather so finely in terms of what they can do, they can even get lightning to redirect itself to hit here instead of there. And so as Lyndon Johnson said in 1958, the one who controls the weather controls the world. And then he talked about all the things. This is 1958. They can do with the world to affect the different environments. And I'm not talking about making a sunny day. I'm talking about it as a weapon. So we've been looking at a much more weaponized system than we understand. And they do all these things in the atmosphere. They polluted the atmosphere in so many different ways. But one good thought. First, we need to understand that none of this is happening by accident, and it certainly isn't the myth of global warming, when we know that for the last 7 years it's been slight cooling. It is that we also have the technology. If they can have the technology to make the mess, guess what? We also have the technology to clean it all up pretty quickly. So I was, you know, thinking, God, they're trying to ruin the planet, okay? But sooner than later, we are going to be able to, this is going to be turned around, I'm hoping in a few years, and we have the technology to clean the planet up that quickly, you know. So that's the good news. Yes, they pollute the atmosphere. Yes, they're creating all kinds of imbalances. And we can turn it around. So the message is, it's not an irreversible downhill thing. We do really have the technology to clean the mess up. And we have the social technology and the spiritual technology to undo the huevos. I think huevos, I think of Spanish, I think of eggs, you know, and they are scrambled. And So we're having to live through a scrambled egg world, but it's going to turn around. The people in power in the moment are so disgracing themselves, just all over, okay? Except for a few exceptions, but I'm not into politics, who are actually kind of holding some kind of consciousness with it. So I'm an optimist, so I think more, it's going to turn out okay. What's our role? Remember the truth of who we are. We have to observe it, we have to pay attention, we have to keep out of the way, but at the same time, we have to remember the truth of who we are, which is more an internal process, which is ultimately the way we handle this. But we can't ignore the fact that they have been working on the environment to disrupt it. They say, Lyndon Johnson, 1958, they can do it. They've been doing it. And so every level is being scrambled, and we will have the opportunity to unscramble the eggs. So I'll leave it that way. From a medical point of view, eggs are pretty much one of the top seven allergenic foods there are. So we're given scrambled eggs, people are getting allergic to it, and at some point you stop eating what you're allergic to. Richard, I kind of invite you in. As people have heard us talk and just sharing some of that. So what do you think about scrambled eggs? I do not like eggs. I've never liked eggs.
I know it's an unusual discussion for a vegan doctor, but
yeah.
I think that the magnitude of the evil that is in control of what's going on in the visible world right now is way beyond what people have allowed themselves to realize, because it's unpleasant to look at, and I totally understand that. You know, it. Everybody wants to feel good. That's the unifying factor. Even the bad guys are doing the crazy stuff they're doing because they think that's how to feel good, by hurting others. Everybody wants to feel good. So somehow we've got this challenge to realize strategic awareness, you know, of what the depth of what's going on around us that you were talking about. Is chaos is a polite understatement way to talk about it, but it's true. And the other understatement is the greatness that is waiting to come out and be released within every single person that's watching us and everybody everywhere. And you said the answer is to go within, and I agree with that completely, but that's not to forsake what's going on in the outer world. Because if you make the connection inside, the whole point is that affects the outside more strongly than anything you could do without that inner connection. So it's like we're waiting to see what is the point when your motivation to connect to who you really are gets strong enough where you give it priority and do it and start going through that process yourself, so that then you become instrumental in healing the world. And yeah, there is technology to clean up oil spills and things like that. It's been offered and denied in the case of almost every famous oil spill, because the point was to pollute the planet. All these people who are talking about the environmental scam, they want to destroy it. They're doing just the opposite of what they're saying. But there are people who don't want to destroy things and do have technologies and have had for a long time. And in addition to those, which are very advanced and suppressed every day at the moment, the planet has its own consciousness. I didn't realize this for a while, but it's being used as a scam.
That's called a living planet.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. Sorry.
That's why it's called a living planet, and there's a soul of the planet. Those are
there really is. The planet is just it's just the body of a being, and that being is large and powerful and has abilities, and is being highly stressed right now. And sometimes that being reacts by just saying, forget it, we have to wipe out life on the earth, and there's what's called a global earth change, and almost every being dies. And my preference is not to go that route, but have humans come into harmony so that we can do it in a life-affirming way instead of a cataclysm. And that's still possible. So in addition to the technology that can clean up pollution and do stuff like that, the planet has a detox mechanism similar to humans. And if it stops being attacked and assaulted, and we stop messing it up, it starts healing by virtue of the life force in it, just like the human body does. So instead of doing things like producing plastics, which, you know, I've been really attacked for this by the so-called conservative people, that some of them don't have a very far-reaching vision. They think there's no environmental issues that are valid. That's absolutely the opposite of the truth. Rachel Carson, whom they make fun of, understated the issues in the 60s. They're worse. And the technology is available to make things like biodegradable plastics that serve their function and then can be switched into biodegrading. Everything would be produced like that. Telecommunication frequencies that don't hurt your body, you know, things like that, that is available to do now. And if you combine that, which stops the assault, with the Earth's natural healing ability, this place could become like a mild version of heaven on Earth for the short time that we're here. And I think we should do that.
I just want to mention, by going inside, there's a few ramifications. One is you become at peace with what's happening. That doesn't mean you're ignoring it.
Right.
But you're in a better position to actually do something about it, because you're at peace, so you can think clearly.
That's misunderstood a lot. There are a lot of people saying, don't even let yourself know what's going on, because it's going to take you out of the right frequency.
Yeah, and that's the beginning part of meditation. But once you are meditating, it puts you in a position to be clear enough to see what to do and how to do it in a harmonious way.
Right.
And that's the important thing there. Second thing is, it does connect you to the global mind. And as you say, what happens with us is we create a frequency of peace, and that frequency of peace amplifies the frequency of peace in the planet. So there's lots of variations.
Right.
And maybe most important at this moment is it gives us stability to deal with the multi-level stress that they're throwing at us. So you can be at peace on every level of the stresses. Being at peace doesn't mean you ignore it. I mean, being at peace is you're settled and ready to be with it and solve whatever stresses are coming on.
Right.
That's the key. And meditation gives you, empowers you for being able to do that.
Yeah, stress and relaxation and peace are opposites. You know, and stress has no function. Stress doesn't come from circumstances, scenarios, other people, anything like that. Stress is self-generated. So if you connect inside, you can be in any situation and it doesn't destroy your peace. And having that deep relaxation allows your mind to be clear, and then you make the right decisions. If you make them under stress, anything can happen.
Right, that was the point of making. Are they creating stress on purpose? I believe they are. I believe they're trying to drive people a little crazy, including themselves. It's because if you look at what they're trying to do, it's like a firing squad in a circle shooting at each other, because the end result is it ruins everything. Everybody gets killed. And we don't need that scenario, but that is the demonic scenario, I believe, that I saw coming out of Delos and was at the core of that. They didn't create that. They are created by it, by some of the higher dark forces.
Yeah, the highest level dark forces that I've seen, the circular firing squad would fit right into their plan, because what they're after is total extermination. Right. They just don't tell that to their servants because it would hurt morale considerably.
Yeah, and what amazes me is people don't see that.
I know. Yeah. And the reason that we don't see a lot is that we're not releasing and allowing the full power of the level of meditation that you can carry with you 24 hours a day. And the high level of the dark side is using that in a negative way. And they're meditating and fully focused and intent on projecting the frequency of death and chaos and suicide and everything negative, and fear especially, into the atmosphere of the planet. And we have the ability to overcome that with no problem, but only if we don't stay walking around unconscious.
Right. And that's why we have a program like this, is that to help people kind of become more and more awake. And obviously the people listening are already pretty awake. So we're just wanting to empower that.
Yeah, you don't have to bow down to some superior power from a position of being garbage. You have that higher power is in you on the inside. And if you connect to it, that can actually flow through you if you allow it. It's totally different than the power of your ego, which is just junk and much stronger.
So it's good. And again, we're open to questions that people may have.
Yeah, I think everybody's listening to the archive, you know, and it's really hard for them to put in a live question when they're doing that. So we're hoping and encouraging people, if you watch the recording of this show, this short show, try to come join us when we're live.
Because then they can send in questions, is that not right?
Yeah, sure, they can email either one of us or both.
Yeah, or really just make it simple, email it to Doug and then he can bring them up in the next week.
Right, Doug@LostArtsRadio.com. And anything that you'd like us to look at, that would make it much more fun for everybody, because then we know we're talking about what is highest on your priority list. And I guarantee it ties into this whole bigger issue. So, and you can also write to Gabriel Cousins. What's your best email for people to send things in?
treeoflife.mn.co.
And there's a contact form there, right?
Yeah, and you can, well, people, that's where you can write questions, but you can also write info. That's really the website. You can send a question like to info@treeoflife.nu. INFU. Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah, Doug has it on the screen.
That's for appointments, but also questions and things.
Yeah, info@lostartsradio.com, same thing. Because we want to encourage participation here.
I have to let this cat out of my office. I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, the cat wasn't part of the show today. Well, it is part of the show, I guess.
Yeah, go ahead.
Very few medical doctors that you see of any age, let alone nearing 80, start your visit when you go to see your doctor with dancing for spiritual joy. and very few do that and meditate after and then say, and what's your question? You know, most of them are into saying, take this toxic chemical, medicine, and it's going to take care of it. And when you get worse from that, we have a whole bunch of other ones you can take. And when they destroy your organs, we can remove the organs. It's going to be great. And then we have a wonderful hospice service for the stage after that. They don't do the spiritual joy aspect. And I think this is more of a life-friendly approach. So I have great appreciation for the unique doctor that we're talking to.
Dan, please, how to pronounce your name? Dan Neen. Theanine?
No, I wasn't following you. Say that again.
Oh, there's a thing that came up about finding my tribe, just speaking your mind is entertaining me. By Dianine Ria Zadeh. Anyway, I guess you're not seeing it, but I'm seeing it. So,
okay. Good. Somebody's actually with us live. That's wonderful. Thank you. Really want you in the conversation, so it's appreciated.
Janine, thank you. Good.
Hopefully we'll make this a big live group if people would like to do that.
The most important thing, though, is to do the basics. When there's a lot of outer turmoil, go to the basics. Here we're talking about eat well.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a 80% live, 100% vegan. Dance, yoga, tai chi, qigong, charitable service, you know, service and charity, working with teachers, spiritual teachers, or good support groups like what we're creating here, okay? Meditating, awakening the awareness, all those are the fundamentals that get us back on track. They don't supply the answer, they supply the process that allows you to be available to receive the messages and answers in your life.
And you know, there's a lot of spiritual teachers that are understating the importance of the physical body and saying if you're spiritual, it doesn't really matter, and you watch their bodies fall apart, and it's not a good demonstration of what you can do. The reason that you dance for spiritual joy, for one thing, and for everybody, even if you're not can't dance at all, if you just jump around and move, your circulation and your hormone balance instantly changes, and it makes you feel better. And as long as your nervous system and your consciousness are tied together in this particular costume for a short time, like all of us here, what happens to your physical body really affects your mood, your clarity of mind, and your consciousness. So if all you do is just jump around, and if you're sitting at a desk all day, get up every few minutes and do some squats or push-ups or whatever you can do, just jump up and down, that has a huge effect on everything. So you're being encouraged by the dancing that Dr. Cousins does every time.
And it's fun.
Yeah, all these things are to incorporate, not to do for 2 minutes a week, you know, but use them to the maximum benefit.
Right.
So how would you wrap it up, Dr. Cousins?
Well, I think what's really important, as I just say, is stay in your inner peace. When you look at the whole thing, we'll make it very simple. We can talk about good and evil and so forth, but the forces of darkness wanted to disrupt you and disconnect you from your inner peace, which is also associated with the divine as well. So I want to bless everybody that we stay with their inner peace. Amen.
Yeah, I completely agree. And what I would say is that interconnection, it's not really optional. We need it for everything. And otherwise, our mind programs are running all the time we're so used to them, we don't even realize when we're being misled. And the one who can mislead you the most is your own mind talking in the wrong direction, chattering, bringing up fears, addictions, programmed ways of thinking, you know, out of touch with who you are and your connection to God. So if you know, Dr. Cousins was talking about the basics for taking care of your body, not eating garbage and doing all these important things, exercise and food and what you drink and clean water and sunlight and grounding and all this stuff. That's all true, but moment to moment, to make the decision of, even with your food, you know, when to eat, how much that day, you can't look it up on the program every time and say, oh, on December 3rd, it says eat 3 grams of this. You're going to have to get that moment-to-moment direction from your own internal connection to spirit. And it's so all-encompassing that you'll get to where you can do that for any question that you've got, any time, day or night. And it's the only reliable source that I know of. Everything else is subject to distortion. So I'm really encouraging everybody, myself, Dr. Cousins, Doc, everybody here, give the priority to connecting to the source of everything, because there's nothing it won't help you with. And I think that would be a message. And when Dr. Cousins says maintain inner peace, I totally agree, but you can't force inner peace. It's already there. So it's like with letting the world heal you, stop abusing it. Letting inner peace start controlling your life, you stop blocking it. So if you just find the ways that you're blocking it, which will come to you if you spend some time quiet, in silence, without mind chatter, and then doing that and be open to change, realize, recalibrate to where instead of thinking we're really smart, realize we know almost nothing, and be open to being taught from inside, beyond anything that you could read in a book or any other person could tell you, the source of all the knowledge and direction and strength, everything you need is already sitting there inside. So I'm encouraging us all to find out, be willing to see how we're blocking it, stop doing that, and enjoy the benefit and use your time well. This is a valuable time. Even though it's hard being tied up in a physical form, it has potential to do some incredible things, mainly to let that inner peace flow into and through you and watch it affect the outside world like by magic. It's ready. So the question is when you are. We should do that. And we're close to restarting our regular programming on lostartsradio.com. We've got requests for interviews happening all the time. I'm almost recovered enough to start doing that from what I went through. And I'm anxious to get going with our full list of offerings, and hopefully that'll be starting almost right away. So wishing you a good week. Thanking Dr. Cousins. Remember drcousins.com, treeoflife.mn.co, all kinds of programs there, and consciousness work that we're doing at planetaryhealingclub.com. If you have questions about that, you can email me anytime, richard@lostartsradio.com. And wishing you your highest expression of life, and that you can start having enjoyment all the time coming from inside, where it never goes away. Have a good week, and we'll see you next show. Take care.